The 50th Karlovy Vary International Festival, which opened in the West Bohemian spa town last Friday, has screened over 200 movies and welcomed a number of international celebrities. Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby has been at the festival from the outset, and when we spoke on the phone earlier today, I asked him how things have gone so far.
I would say it's gone very well, Ruth, though it has been extremely hot this year. The opening weekend was dominated by the presence of Richard Gere, the Hollywood star. He attended the opening ceremony here on Friday, where he received the festival's Crystal Globe Award for Lifetime Achievement. Then on Saturday night, he appeared at the huge outdoor cinema here in Karlovy Vary for a screening of Pretty Woman. And incredibly, 7,000 people turned out to see him presenting that film, which is 25 years old now. And the next night, he again presented a new film here at the Hotel Termal. So Richard Gere was a very visible guest at the festival. And my view always is that if the star guests make a kind of effort and mix with people and try to be kind of accessible, it really adds a lot to the festival. And I think Richard Gere was very much in that category of an accessible, good guest for the festival.
What about films? The Crystal Globe for Best Film will be given out on Saturday night. From talking to people, do you get any sense that there are any front runners?
Well, it's hard to say, Ruth, because there are 12 films and I haven't seen all of them. But a lot of people are praising the competition film The Sound of Trees by a Canadian director called François Pellequin. And it's a kind of coming-of-age film about teenagers in a small town, or one teenager in a small town. Also, I've heard a lot of praise for a Czech film called Home Care. It's by first-time director Slavek Horák. And it's a kind of domestic drama. One of the stars is Bolek Polívka. For me, one of the most interesting films so far has been Gold Coast by the Danish director Daniel Dencik. And it's a kind of reimagining of colonialism. It's a really spectacular film. Away from the competition, the most popular film, at least according to the ongoing audience vote in the festival newspaper, is Youth by Paolo Sorrentino. And one of the main stars of that film, Harvey Keitel, is coming here to present the film tomorrow. He's actually here already, but he's presenting it tomorrow. And for me, the best film I personally have seen is called Embrace of the Serpent by a Colombian director called Ciro Guerra. And it's an amazing black and white film set in the Amazonian jungle.
Karlovy Vary is also known as a big social event in the Czech Republic. Away from the films, who has been seen there this year?
Yes, Ruth, it is a very big social event, one of the biggest, I think, in the Czech Republic. Many people definitely only come here to schmooze, or largely come here to schmooze. There are lots of business people, big, important business people, and, of course, many politicians, past and present. For example, Václav Klaus was here. He's had a long association with the festival. He was at the opening. Also, maybe more interestingly, the Prime Minister was here, Bohuslav Sobotka, and he had things to say that will concern the festival organizers about the Hotel Termal, which is the center of the festival. The hotel is owned by the Ministry of Finance, and there has been talk about it being possibly privatized, and that would put the future of the festival in doubt. The Prime Minister, though, said that he favored the Termal remaining in state hands. So I think his comments will have been very much welcomed by the festival organizers, because people are worried about what would happen if the Termal was privatized.